Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, soy Lizzie.
Alan here.
Newbie series lesson number 9.
I'm hungry. Hi everybody, near and wide, close and far. SpanishPod 101 coming to you from Lima, Peru.
Hi Alan, hi friends around the globe.
Welcome everybody to SpanishPod101.com. My name is Alan and I'm joined here by the one and only Lizzie Estoyar. ¿Qué tal, Lizzie?
Todo bien, todo tranquilo. Today, we have the 9th lesson of our newbie series.
Almost on the double digits, if you've been with us from the beginning.
Here, you get multiple approaches toward the language.
That's right, we cover grammar, listening comprehension, reading comprehension, vocabulary, and speech. SpanishPod101.com offers the most diverse language learning strategies around.
Thanks for being here with us today. We've got a great lesson in store for you.
Last time, we learned the verb tener with expressions of thirst. Today, we're going to look at the verb tener in greater depth, and we'll see how it's used with expressions of hunger. Lizzie, where does today's conversation take place?
Today's conversation takes place around a lunch table in Chiloé, Chile, where María, Héctor, and Alejandra talk about how hungry they are.
I think it's safe to say that you'd hear this conversation in any Spanish-speaking country, wouldn't you say, Lizzie?
I think so.
Hey guys, remember to check out the Learning Center for lesson-specific as well as general reference tools.
But Alan, I already speak Spanish.
I'm talking to the audience, Lizzie. I know you speak Spanish and you speak it wonderfully. Now everyone, before we jump into today's conversation, don't forget to load up the PDF. That way you can follow along with the transcripts. It makes it much easier and much more didactic. So guys, it's all about making the study method integral. You'll be amazed at how much more you learn when you're listening to the audio and seeing how it's written. All right, so let's focus now and listen to today's conversation.
Tengo hambre.
Sí, yo también. Quiero almorzar.
¡Qué bueno! Para el almuerzo tenemos curanto.
¡Qué rico es el curanto!
Tengo ganas de comer.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente.
Tengo hambre.
Sí, yo también. Quiero almorzar.
¡Qué bueno! Para el almuerzo tenemos curanto.
¡Qué rico es el curanto!
Tengo ganas de comer.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
¡Tengo hambre!
I'm hungry.
Sí, yo también. Quiero almorzar.
Yeah, me too. I want to have lunch.
¡Qué bueno! Para el almuerzo tenemos curanto.
Great. For lunch, we have curanto.
¡Qué rico es el curanto!
How delicious curanto is.
Tengo ganas de comer.
I feel like eating.
Alan, have you ever had curanto?
Lizzie, I haven't. I haven't even heard of it. That must be a really specific dish in Chile. And I don't know Chile very well. But I can tell you that in Peru, I've had loads of different dishes. The list would go on. You know something, Lizzie, and this is something that amazes my friends back home? In a month, it's rare for me to repeat the same dish twice. I mean, the variety here is awesome, amazing.
Totalmente de acuerdo. Es que aquí tenemos tres regiones, costa, sierra y selva, y cada región tiene su plato típico, y no solo uno, sino muchísimos platos típicos.
So Lizzie's saying that here we have the coast, the mountains, and the jungle. So three different regions, and within those regions, they all have their different varieties of dishes. Hey, but Lizzie, have you ever had curanto? Have you heard of that?
No, para nada.
I think we're going to have to travel to Chile. All right, guys, let's get down to it. Time to break down some of the vocab that came up today.
Vamos.
First we have
hambre.
Hunger.
Hambre. Hambre.
Next we'll look at
almorzar.
To have lunch.
Almorzar. Almorzar.
Now we have
almuerzo.
Lunch.
Almuerzo. Almuerzo.
And then
qué rico.
How delicious.
Qué rico. Qué rico.
Now we'll hear
tener ganas.
To be in the mood. To have the urge.
Tener ganas. Tener ganas.
And finally,
comer.
To eat.
Comer. Comer.
All right, and now for today's pronunciation tip, let's look at the word hambre.
Hambre.
That's right, hambre, spelled H-A-M-B-R-E. Hambre. Guys, don't be that gringo that pronounces the H. In Spanish, the letter H is always silent. You know, unless, of course, it's the che, as in coche. So we need to remember to always omit the H sound. Hambre.
Hambre.
Man, that conversation made me hungry, Lizzie.
You aren't the only one.
You know what I'm hungry for, Lizzie?
What?
The first vocabulary word of the day.
Okay, the first word we will look at is hambre.
Hungry.
Ella tiene mucha hambre.
She is really hungry. Actually, I'm feeling a little hungry right now, too.
Well, you're going to have to wait, Alan. We have lessons to do.
I'm just making a statement.
So we see that the word hambre, which literally means hunger, is used with the verb tener.
When these two words are used together, the expression means to be hungry.
Remember newbie lesson 8?
Of course. How could I forget?
We saw something similar happen with the expression tener sed, which literally means to have thirst, but which we translate to be thirsty.
So let's get used to this idea of having hunger and having thirst in order to say, I am hungry and I am thirsty.
It's pretty simple once you get over the initial awkwardness.
That's what learning is, getting over the initial awkwardness. Now, the next word we're going to look at today is almorzar. Lizzie, what are you going to have for lunch today?
No lo sé aún, pero tal vez una rica ensalada mixta con pollito sancochado.
Well, that's very healthy, Lizzie. Salad and broiled chicken.
Es que me gusta cuidarme.
I think it's pretty obvious that the verb almorzar means to have lunch. You can think of it like the verb in English, to dine, except it's only used to lunch, like let's do lunch. I would never say that, though. I'm not that pretentious.
If you want to say that you have something for lunch, you simply add what you have after the verb. For example, almorzaremos pollo.
We will have chicken for lunch. Hey, what's our next expression?
Qué rico.
Have an example for that one?
Qué rico es el jugo.
How delicious the juice is. This expression is used all the time throughout the Spanish-speaking world, and particularly in Latin America.
Of course, we have the best fruit juices, indeed.
You could say that Latin America is rich in fruit.
Interesting for you to mention that, Alan, the word rico on its own can also mean rich.
In both the sense of wealth and of heavy food.
But when you use the expression qué rico, it refers to a deep satisfaction and is very often associated with food or with other pleasures.
Okay, this brings us to the last expression today, which is tener ganas.
Tengo ganas de tomar un jugo.
I feel like drinking a juice. Lizzie, would you say that this is a very common expression in the Spanish-speaking world?
Definitely.
What does it mean exactly?
The phrase tener ganas means to have the urge, to desire, or to feel like. It's often accompanied by a verb in the infinitive, as in this example with tomar.
When this infinitive verb is used, we can either translate it as I have the urge to drink or I feel like drinking.
What do you feel like drinking right now, Alan?
A little pisco never hurt anyone, or if it did, they probably didn't notice.
Ay, el pisco peruano. No hay nada que se le parezca. Es riquísimo, ¿verdad, Alan? Amigos de Spanish Pod, cuando visiten Perú, están cordialmente invitados a probar nuestro sabrosísimo pisco sour.
That's right. Pisco is, for those of you who don't know, it's a brandy. It's from grape. And the pisco in Peru is the best in the world. So remember, pisco is Peruvian. Calm down, Lizzie. Let's stop thinking about parties and pisco, and let's have a more thorough look at the grammar used in this lesson.
Okay, today we're going to be looking at a few expressions with the verb tener, which on its own means to have.
This verb in particular is used in conjunction with other words to form set phrases, or idiomatic expressions. For example, in the conversation we heard,
Tengo hambre.
I am hungry.
Right, but remember that this isn't the literal translation. This phrase would literally be translated, I have hunger.
But we don't say that in English. Instead, we say, I am hungry.
The idea of having in Spanish is far-reaching. We use it a lot in many different situations.
Lizzie, would you show us another example of tener from the conversation?
Claro que sí. Tengo ganas de comer.
I feel like eating.
This time, the verb tener is joined with ganas, which means desires or urges, and the preposition de.
So together, this set phrase means I feel like or I've got the urge to.
All you have to do to complete the expression is add a verb in the infinitive.
And remember, the infinitive is the form in which the verb appears in your dictionary and on our vocabulary lists.
In this example, we add comer after tengo ganas de in order to say,
I feel like eating. Now, you can't eat anything without something to drink. Lizzie, how might we use tener and apply it to drinking?
Ella tiene sed.
She is thirsty. Now, we looked at this briefly in newbie lesson number 8.
Tener, when used in this set phrase, takes on a new meaning. Like we said, it's a very useful phrase.
Instead of meaning, I have thirst, which would be the literal translation of the phrase, it means, I am thirsty.
So now we have attained a clearer vision of how in Spanish the idea of having can encompass being through the use of the verb tener.
That just about does it for today's lesson.
Make sure you check out the grammar point in this lesson's PDF, which you can pick up at SpanishPod101.com.
And visit the Learning Center for all the materials you could ever want or need. Guys, you just can't learn by listening. You've got to add to this, mix it up, make it interesting for yourself. Listen to podcasts, take some classes, go to a Spanish movie, try to talk to somebody in Spanish, watch some Spanish television, just everything you can think of. Try it. The greater the variety, the faster you'll learn. And that's a promise. You can do it.
Also, check out our regional series, Peruvian Lesson 9, Costa Rican Lesson 9, and Iberian Lesson 9, which are all based on this lesson.
That's right. Learn Spanish from around the world. And if you really want to enrich your learning experience one day, why not come down to Lima and visit us at El Sol Spanish Language School. Make an immersion program part of your overall experience.
Okay, friends. Será hasta la próxima lección. Till next lesson.
We've had a lot of fun, guys. Hope you have too. Take care. Study hard. Goodbye.
Ciao.